players ready. Play. Hi, 15th seed here in Cincinnati. It's an ATP 1000 event. I'm into the semi-final. This is a huge match, a big day for the 15th seed, taking on Francis Tiafoe of America. It was also a huge day for him as well to make a ATP final. Is a pretty big deal, and we've both got this opportunity. I'd played Francis recently and had beaten him in Montreal, but to be fair, I got the better of the timing, the better of the conditions. He'd come off a very good tournament at Washington, and I think he was somewhat jaded, and I think the blustery conditions didn't help him either. So I'm not presuming anything. He's a very good player, and whoever plays best on the day will go very well. And of course, I'm thinking that I need to start well and I need to execute my game plan. I spent a lot of time thinking about making sure that I keep doing what I've been practicing to do, which is to control points by especially hitting flatter and deeper on my backhand and trying to get more kick and depth in my second serve without being reckless, and then look for the short ball and take advantage of it. So that's what I'm thinking. Pretty excited, I have to say. Slept well, got up, trained. I have my routine, although I'm pretty relaxed about it. I don't want to have such a rigid routine that if something doesn't happen exactly as you wanted, that might upset you. So I'm pretty relaxed about it, but I like to hit. I don't overhit. I'm happy if I've had a hit, you know, an hour or so before I play, in the gym, just doing a little bit of, you know, light weights or, you know, stretches or the like. It's nothing too vigorous. I've seen people go pretty hard at it before matches. Everyone's different. I actually just like to sit quietly and think about what's going to happen. But I'm also pretty fidgety. I've got to get out in the court as soon as I can. So that said, went out, and I have to say, having started poorly for quite some weeks, indeed months now, I was very pleased that I was able to come out and hold serve. Perhaps we were both a little nervous, a little bit more tentative, although, you know, we're both players who, you know, want to control the game and be assertive. We're certainly not counterpunchers, and we're able to win our serves at the start. So we're both into the game. We're very much first serve based. If we get our first serves in, we tended to win. But interestingly enough, and it actually was a pattern throughout the course of the whole match, that each of us won a very low percentage of second serves. It was something like less than 30% winning on second serves for each of us, which is highly unusual. But we got to four all in the first, and played a good game there. I got the ball into play. Made Francis play. He overhit a couple because he was going for them. A bit unlucky in one and a bit reckless on another, perhaps. And I was able to win the decisive break at four all and serve out the first set. So I was very pleased with the start that I'd had. 15th seed here in a semi-final at Cincinnati, playing Francis Tiafoe, and I've won the first set, and I'm thinking, righto, again, more of the same. But whether you just relax mentally, whether he comes out with a touch more resolve, it really doesn't take much to change a match. And it's ridiculous, really, that a break can change the dynamics so significantly, but it happens like that. And Francis is a streaky player. When he gets on a roll, he's very, very hard to stop. And he came out and he broke my first service game. you know, some big hits. And he got pumped, and the crowd, I mean, he's a real crowd favourite, not just because he's a local, but the way he plays. I mean, he's exciting. He's, you know, he engages the crowd, you know, in a very sporting way. You know, he's terrific to play against, but you're playing him and the crowd because, you know, they come to watch someone like Francis, and as I would too. So he feeds off that, and all of a sudden he's such a confidence player that when he got onto the roll, he was just very, very hard to stop. So not only did he break me in the first game, but he actually broke me later in that set as well, and basically won it 6-1 in his favour. And I was just very annoyed that I allowed myself to, I think, be mentally weak. It's something that I pride myself on, that I am pretty tough. I can compartmentalise and forget whether I won or lost a set and come out and concentrate with the next one. But this was certainly a big dip in my performance. So there I was at a set each. And whilst annoyed, I knew that I also had to reset and come out and start afresh in the third. Playing Francis TFO in the Cincinnati semi-final, and we're a set all. Won the first 6-4, lost the second 1-6, but I came out of the blocks well in the third set and started to play some pretty good tennis, and basically broke him and raced to a 5-2 lead. And at 5-2, I was looking very comfortable, and he held for 5-3, that's fine. And the pivotal game of the match was me serving at 5-4, which would have been for the match. I had two match points, one of which it still hurts me to say it now. He's basically had a net cord, ball hits the net, drops over, unplayable, and thinking, oh, how can you do that on match point? But never mind, I'll have another, that'll be fine. And of course then other match point, I've missed a backhand down the line, which again would have given me the match. And I hate to say it, but he went on and then broke my serve. And there's just so Francis TFO. He does the amazing. He's unpredictable. As I say, give him a sniff, and he just reacts to it and took it on and basically broke my serve, and we're back to 5-4. He holds his 5-all, and we then batted our way to the tie break. So again, I thought tie breaks this year have been in my favour. I just need to concentrate again. You know what you're going to do. You're going to take a little bit off your serve. Make sure you get your first serves in. You're going to, you know, not be you know, too over ambitious with your ground shots, but you're still going to try and create the play. And basically, we went serve for serve through, you know, one all, two all, two, three down, and then the decisive shot came. And basically, he got a mini break by absolutely pounding a backhand cross court, which basically came from nowhere. Didn't see it coming. He just absolutely laid into it. Absolutely hit it sweetly. I was nowhere to be seen, and he gets a mini break for 4-2, and that was it. We both basically held serve other than that shot, which he won. I didn't lose it. It's not like I played a poor point. He absolutely creamed that backhand and finished up winning the tiebreaker and, of course, the match. So here am I. Two match points. He has a let cord that goes over, wins the point, saves another break point, and ultimately goes and wins the match. And they're the fine margins. I mean, if ever there is a match that's going to haunt me, it's going to be a heartbreak. So I'll think back that and say, so what a missed opportunity, because win that is such a step forward in your career. I mean, it would really take you towards that top 10 ranking that we're both aspiring to. But I can't deny Francis TFO. He had the opportunities. He took them. He played well under pressure. good guy. You know, he appreciated how I felt and was very sporting when he congratulated me after the event. So I was, I can say, absolutely gutted, but fair play to Francis and good luck for him in the final. So the wash-up for Cincinnati is it was an excellent tournament for me, probably more on paper than anything else. So I think I got Jack Draper at a pretty good time. I could have gone anyway with Berrettini. I was pretty pleased with the Carl Malf, Monfils match in the third set at least. The wash-up is... ranking points, ATP points, 400, which is excellent, very good return. Prize money, about 313,500 odd, which is a great payday, which is terrific. If I self-assess, I'm giving myself 8 out of 10. I was a point away from being in a final in a ATP 1000 match. This was a good week. This was a sad end. More power to Francis TFO. Good luck in the final. But I feel as though I'm set up well for the US Open, which is my next tournament. I've had two excellent matches on the hard court. I'm feeling very good about it. I'm going to have a week's break where I can just practice and get myself ready and at the venue, acclimatised, ready to go. So until we get to the US Open, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.